Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show. We are live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11 right here on the Fan. Also, we've got Wade versus Diener back for year 3. Join NBA stars Dwayne Wade and Travis Diener on June 27th for the Champions for Literacy celebration as they make an impact in Milwaukee and at Marquette. Tickets on sale at wadevsdiener.com. Sorry, wadevsdiener.givesmart.com. Again, that's wadevsdiener.givesmart.com. All right, we are being joined now by Ross Uglum, Pack-A-Day Podcast, packerreport.com. You can find him on social media at Ross Uglum. Ross, my friend, how the heck are you doing?
I'm doing well, Andy.
I love to hear that. I know that you made a pilgrimage to Green Bay, Wisconsin earlier this week. Got a little Bay Beach in, got a little bit of WWE Monday Night Raw. How was your trip to Green Bay?
Oh, it's always good. Maybe my first trip to Green Bay with like no Packer. I mean, we hit the pro shop because you have to, especially yep. When I both kids are, you know, they're toddlers, right? So they're different sizes than the last time we went to the pro shop. So of course we need new gear and all those things. But you know, other than that, like that may have been one of my only or first completely non-Packers trips to Green Bay, and it's still a good time. I love the city. I've told this to people a ton. It's very, very similar to Fargo where I live and kind of grew up now. And it's just, the whole town is about ball. And, even when there is no ball, it's about ball. And I thoroughly enjoyed my time and so did the kids.
Love to hear that. I'll ask this on behalf of Mitch Thunder Nellis. What was your favorite part of Monday Night Raw?
You know, it makes me kind of a nostalgia freak, I think. I mean, I will say this, Jey Uso's entrance was one section over from us and was very intense. but the fact that Goldberg can still get a pop like that was crazy. And then, of course, with the Goldberg chants, it was like I was, you know, 10 years old again. So it was quite the nostalgia effect when he did make his appearance, but great show, honestly, beginning to end, and the rest is good for that. Like that's a really good venue for that.
Yeah. They do a great job putting on wrestling shows that's for sure. I've been to a fair share of them, and yeah, nostalgia is a hell of a drug. You get those Goldberg chants and the music playing and him coming through the pyro. And like you said, it's like you're being transported back in time. And I mean, he looks always in great shape. So yeah, it's really, he's still got the bald head. It looks pretty similar to what you were used to when he was younger. So it's pretty
100%. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy how accurate that still is. We've got
there's
a lot of Packers.
There's just a little more gray in the beard.
Just a little bit. Yes, that is very, very true. We've got a lot of Packers stuff to discuss, so we'll jump into that. I'm going to start, Ross, by just asking you pretty simply, mini camp train or OTAs, any takeaways that either were surprising to you or just kind of stood out to you over the past few weeks when they were practicing?
Not necessarily. You know, I think some people take some of the mini camp stuff, and I don't mean this to be condescending at all, but just like you've mentioned it on your show, you get first team reps for Donovan Jennings and people are like, oh my God. Right. Or, you know, they throw Belton at tackle when he's got more of a guard body, and most of the smart people I know think he's the right guard of the future. Well, that's just what they do. Like or even the Gregory Jr. first team reps. It's like, well, they're trying to do a second team and a first team, and right now he's not really on either, so they need to keep the second team together. And nothing really blew me away, with maybe the exception of and what do I know? You know, I wasn't even there. I was going off a video, but boy, Christian looks good for what I mean. I don't know if we're gonna enter the Adrian Peterson category of ACL recoveries, but for it being May and June, that he looked ready.
Well, that was kind of one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because I know you've obviously followed Christian Watson extremely close from his time in college through now with the Packers as well. We don't know for sure, of course, because again, we're not doctors. We cannot even pretend to be on the radio or on Packer Report TV. But we can tell that he is moving around really well. We do know that Matt LaFleur said that he is ahead of schedule and that he looks outstanding so far. And that's a huge sign. But maybe the more important thing that I want to ask you, Ross, is let's say week 8, somehow he's back there playing, whatever that week is, but he's actually Christian Watson, not like 80% of Christian Watson, not 90% of Christian, but like legit Christian Watson. What does that do for this team?
It's a huge deal. It is. And, you know, I disagreed with folks. I don't think, either in the aggregate or as a one-for-one replacement, I don't think Matthew Golden or Savion Williams are Christian. And I don't mean that necessarily Matthew Golden can't be a better player eventually, or more productive, or have better box score stats, or be more important to the team, or none of that. It doesn't matter. But as far as like what he brings to that offense, which is, I never liked the MVS comparisons, but it's like a blend between Lazard and MVS, and he's a better player than both, right? Because he is 6'4", 215, and does block his butt off. But he also stretches the field as well or better than MVS. And then what I was really struggling with last year was when they actually worked him into the offense and had him do like intermediate, like actual wide receiver stuff, he was really good at it. But the baseline, of like what that offense requires and what we've seen when MVS and Christian have been unavailable to their respective versions of this offense, it's just massive. And I know Golden ran a 4.2, whatever. I do. I don't know if teams will respect him, because that wasn't really on film. There's not a ton of him like just terrifying SEC defenses on film, and I know the speed is the speed and the GPS is the GPS and then the 40 is the 40, but real proven, I can run away from other pro football players' speed. There's one guy right now, and that's Christian Watson. And it's not that Jaden Reed can't get deep or that Musgrave can't stretch the seam or, you know, any of those things, but the geometry of the offense, even just running dagger, where Christian runs a clear out and Dobbs runs a 15-yard in behind him, like, that stuff doesn't work without Christian, usually. Not that they've never run dagger without Christian, but, like, it just, he may never be A.J. Brown or, you know, whatever you think a big wide receiver one, as people say, can be. But, man, he's just an incredibly important part of their offense. And I the one thing that I can't get out of my head, frankly, is him and Golden on the field together and how that dynamic is different than Golden kind of paired up with any other threat the Packers have.
It would be so exciting. And just in general, just getting him back, he's definitely, I don't even know what to like compare him to, but he's definitely a key component that you need, that even sometimes you don't even recognize you need quite as much until he's gone. And then, and you brought up a great point. It's not just the threat of the downfield stuff. His blocking on the outside is 100% legit as well. He's one of the better blocking receivers in the league. He can really get after it, and he adds a ton of value on the outside just doing that stuff as well. So you just add, and like you said, ask him to do some of the intermediate short stuff. We've seen him be able to take a crosser the distance. Like, it's just, there's so many things within the offense that he is capable of doing. And even when he is not getting the ball thrown his way, he is being utilized to take either defenders with him or just kind of have eyes on him as a decoy. Even that has value. So he's just a force multiplier on offense with all the little things that he does, where even if you look at the box score at the end of the day, it's like, oh, he had 3 catches for 48 yards. Cool. It's so much more than that that he brings to the table. So yeah, if they could get him back, whatever that week is, and he looks like Christian, man, is that going to be a huge boom for this offense? And again, it just makes this wide receiver core that much more explosive, and it just that much more deep, and that many different things that you can throw at opposing defenses.
I agree. And, you know, one thing, and Justice Mosqueda does a good job of touching on this, but there's going to be times where it makes sense. And frankly, if he beats out, I would say Wicks probably. Like, I think there's certainly hope for some Packers fans that Matthew Golden starts in 11 personnel, right? That would be the hope, right? So you'd have Dobbs at the X and Reed in the slot and Golden at the Z. That would roughly be your formation. Boy, are you getting small for what Matt LaFleur wants. And for I'm sure. Not saying Golden like won't block, but Reed kind of won't. And so to have playing Reed and Golden together without Christian and Kraft, and not that there's anything, obviously Tucker Kraft is healthy, but I'm just saying that like some of your core run principles in 11 personnel get really goofy when it's like, if you do have, because not that Romeo again won't block, but he's not Christian. If you have Dobbs, Reed, and Golden out there as your receivers, which I think some people would kind of pick as the starting three, Josh Jacobs is not getting a lot of perimeter help on outside zone. He's just not. So that is an interesting and valid thing that not everyone thinks about when they're talking receivers.
No, very much. And it should be noted by now in Matt LaFleur's offense that is extremely important if what you're doing on the outside is making sure that you're blocking. And that's why Wicks continues to get a lot of time, because he's super scrappy as a blocker.
Yeah, he gets after it. Yep.
He does. And Christian Watson, obviously great at it as well. We're being joined by Ross Uglum, Packaday Podcast, PackerReport.com. You can find him on social media at Ross Uglum. That kind of transitions perfectly into my next question of, you've got potentially for now, as Christian Watson recovers, this one opportunity out there for maybe a number 6 wide receiver. Maybe they could keep 7. Maybe they only keep 5. We'll see. But you've got this really fun battle between Bo Melton, Malik Heath, and Mecole Hardman. And to your point, if you need another blocker out there, then maybe Malik Heath is that option. But if you need a primary punt returner, well, maybe Mecole Hardman's that option. But if you need somebody that can play offense, defense, and special teams, maybe Bo Melton is that option. So I think this is a really fun battle going into camp. And how do you see this one potentially kind of playing out?
I think it's super interesting. You know, I think like when we talk about the timeline for Christian, I mentioned Adrian Peterson, like that's the gold standard. Because I think Adrian Peterson might have blown out his knee in the same week. Now, it wasn't a 17-game season when he did it, so maybe it was 1 week difference. But he played in week 1 and then won MVP. So that's the like alien one. But and they have said now that ACLs are a 9 to 12 month recovery.
Yep.
Even if Watson is at 10 months, which is not, and again, that's incredibly optimistic, and I don't want to set like false hope or expectations. But if it's October 1st, like that is unbelievable. And also kind of, I guess at that point you would just take probably to mid-October, because that would satisfy the PUP rules, right? You'd get, because I think it's 6 weeks.
Sure. Yep.
So no matter what, I think, unless you are getting the full, the reason I'm talking about Adrian Peterson at all is unless you're getting the full Adrian Peterson recovery, where the doctors, it's like August 10th and the doctors are like, he will be ready on September 7th. Flat out, like you're getting 100% of Christian Watson on September 7th. Well, then he doesn't go on the, you know, then he comes off, whatever, you know, and you, but you would have to have so many assurances about there is no heightened, you know, risk of re-injury. He is 100% ready. Like he is just another genetic freak and is ready to go. Outside of that, he starts on the PUP. Okay. So that's one you don't have to worry about. Justice and I and other people have mused about Romeo Dobbs not being on the team. I'm with you. I don't think that's going to be the case. So
right.
He's in, Wicks is in, Golden obviously in, Savion obviously in. Those are your four. Then I think Matt is just not going to let himself cut Bo Melton. So to me, that's five. And then your question, I guess, is, you know, I like your idea. To me, it comes down to Hardman. I don't think it's going to be Heath. You know, especially with the potential to get him back on the practice squad. Like, to me, I just don't think it's going to be Heath. And it's really a question of the jet sweep stuff you've been sharing on social media and the primary punt return stuff. Because
yep.
Any deep pattern you can run for Mecole Hardman, you can run for Matthew Golden. And then eventually you can run for Christian Watson. I think. I don't know that Mecole Hardman is a deep threat in a way that Matthew Golden cannot be immediately. And I know I just talked about how that's not really on his college tape, but it's not really on McColl's pro tape either. Like, that's not how he has won in the league, you know? So I don't think as a wide receiver, Mecole Hardman is making this team. Obviously, Keyshawn Nixon is your primary kick returner or has admitted that he'll, you know, do that again. And honestly, I think Savion Williams would be a sick kick returner if Keyshawn actually said he didn't want to do it. So that's not really the issue. I think your jet sweep gadget guy, let's say, you know, maybe you don't want it to be Golden. Obviously, Watson's not available for that. Maybe Reed is prime. Without Watson, maybe Reed is so primary in your passing game that you're not going to give him gadget touches. Does that lead Hardman to be the sixth one? That's kind of where I'm at. And tracking him in training camp, because that's where I think it is he so much better as a punt returner, and are they just so uncomfortable with any of the jet sweep touches going to anybody else that they have to keep Hardman? I'm not calling Bo Melton a lock. It just seems really clear that, like, Bisaccia and LaFleur are going to really, really, really have to get talked into letting this guy go.
Yeah, they like him a lot. And just going back to the, like, I think you can even use Savion Williams and some of the jet sweep and some of the gadget type stuff as well. So I mean, I think you have Golden as an option, Savion 100%. As an option.
And 100%.
And Reed too. So, I mean, you have options that you don't need him to be just that guy. I do think the punt return thing is where he's going to have to make his money. And just Hardman had a really great start to minicamp as well. We'll see if he can carry that over into training camp. We're being joined by Ross Uglum, Packaday Podcast, PackReport.com. Again, follow him on social media at Ross Uglum. All right, before we get you out of here, Ross, there's been this beautiful, glorious idea of a two tight end set in Green Bay with Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave that could potentially tear through the league. And we've seen hints of it here and there, but the truth is a lot of times when either, you know, Kraft has been healthy, Musgrave is not, or when Musgrave has been healthy, Kraft has not. And even when we have seen some two tight end sets from those two, hasn't exactly lived up to expectations so far. Let's just assume that Luke Musgrave does take a step and he's healthy this year and he looks good. What theoretically could this two tight end set give to Green Bay that would maybe unlock some things for them offensively?
It could be so problematic for other teams, man, and such a way to mask missing Watson. And what I mean by that is it's simple. You just have fewer receivers on the field. You know, you don't need three. You can use two. And I think, man, it just creates issues. Because, okay, do you come out in base? And what I'm talking about the defense. Do you come out? I don't care if you're 3-4 or 4-3. Do you come out in a four defensive back look? Okay. Is Kraft too fast for your linebacker? I know Musgrave is. Are they too tall for your safeties? Can you run the ball if you're the Packers? I mean, if they can run the ball out of 12 against base, like if the other team doesn't come out in nickel, because a lot of teams – Green Bay doesn't. I think Justice is kind of – I keep mentioning Justice a lot. I don't know why that is. But he's talked about, you know, how the Packers will kind of match personnel defensively like that. There are teams that will match 12, especially if they respect your tight end. There are teams that will match 12 with nickel. Well, then you darn sure better be able to run the ball. But, man, if they can run the ball against base sets out of 12 personnel – I think they're going to be really hard to defend in the passing game if you have three linebackers on the field. Like, there are not a lot of strong side linebackers that I would trust to stick with Kraft or Musgrave. And if you start rolling safeties down, I mean, Golden, Wicks, Dobbs, like, it could get ugly quick. Jacobs out of the backfield, frankly. Running the ball efficiently out of that set could just create a lot of problems for inside linebackers and strong side linebackers in a 4-3 that simply do not run as fast as Tucker Kraft and Luke Musgrave. It could be pretty special.
I think so too. It's a formation that I think is not tapped the potential as of yet. I'm hoping this is the year that they can do it. And I do think Musgraves looked good so far. It looks like he's slowed the game down a little bit. It doesn't feel like he's going quite like a baby giraffe on ice, just kind of slipping all over the field. It looks like he's a little bit more calm. And again, just looks good out there. So I'm excited for that as well. Ross, I cannot thank you enough. Just really quick, who you got? Game 7, Pacers, Thunder. Who are you picking in that game?
I'd love to say Indiana, which I suppose this is like Milwaukee Airwaves, so people don't even agree with that. I don't have a dog in the fight, so generally I guess you go for the underdog. I've had a kind of a family friend in the league that enjoyed his time with the Pacers. Even though I'm a Bulls fan, I still like have a little bit of respect for the Pacers, but man, in that arena – I just don't see Oklahoma City losing. I know they lost it in game 1 in Oklahoma City, but I think it could be Oklahoma City by like 20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I okay. hope I'm wrong, but I seriously think that's on the table.
I just don't know if the Pacers are out of voodoo magic and they've used it all up to get to this point. But man, I just can't count that team out anymore. They've certainly earned the right to be in that conversation. And I'm really excited to see what that game 7 looks like. Ross, you're the best. I cannot thank you enough for everything that you do. Obviously, covering everything at packreport.com as well as everything you do for the Packaday podcast. Anything you want to plug on the way out?
No, just check us out at Packreport. Covering still, except for the Monday Night Raw absence, but still covering Tuesdays for the Packaday podcast, and you never know when we might drop an episode of Pack Report TV. So just pay attention to the socials, and we appreciate all you for continuing to support us.
I appreciate you a ton, my friend. That is Ross Uglum. We'll talk again soon, and before you know it, we'll be out at training camp.
Absolutely. We'll see you later, Andy.
All right, sounds good. That is Ross Uglum. Again, follow him on social media at Ross Uglum, and make sure you're checking him out over at PackerReport.com as well as on the Packaday podcast. We've got a lot more Packaday radio show coming up. Do not go anywhere.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.